Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, Prayer Mountain. Well, I've been telling you how excited I am about prayer from all over the globe. Every Wednesday we're praying, streaming online, a prayer meeting, a united prayer meeting. People are joining us. We had on Wednesday, March 18, we had 9,800 hits joining us. Many of them were churches and prayer groups. We had 60 countries as we're crying out for prayer. I'm crying out in prayer for an awakening. And you know that on June 29th, the Lord told us one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. Now, I'm going to read you, just to give you an idea of the unity that's being expressed in this prayer. Of course, not everybody's joining on with us. I believe God has people joining on. We split screens with Northern Ireland, Pastors Paul and Karen Brady, and people love getting to know them and getting to know about the great outpouring, the great awakening that came in Ballymena, Ireland, and Northern Ireland. And so I'm reading to you some of the emails that we've gotten, just a few today. Oh, we've gotten so many. I couldn't possibly read them all. But this is from Carol Hardy. And she said, I have been on fire with prayer from watching you and watching you and Sister Gloria on BVOV. Oh, I thank God, and I've shared this with others. I love seeing Brother and Sister Brady. God bless you all. Carol Hardy. And then, you know, we stream and you use your computer, and we have a letter here. We have an email from Donna Bryson. I streamed with Billy the last 2 weeks for prayer. I'm so excited to get to be a part of it. This is the first time I've ever done this on the web. So for you first timers, there's hope for you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't have a computer to go online, we have prayer letters that we've sent out. Just call us and ask for our partner letter. Call us and ask for the word of the Lord that came on this prayer, on this united prayer that came. We're offering it. I read it one day on the broadcast, and you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request the word of the Lord that came March 18. Speaking to us about an answer to our prayers. Here's one that we got from Ontario, Canada. Just wanted to let you know I'm thankful for your corporate prayer sessions. Praise the Lord. This one came from Teresa Laidlick, and she said, I started this Wednesday to join in with all my brothers and sisters across the nations to pray together as one corporate body, uniting one mind, in one accord. We are getting better and at becoming whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom. See you next Wednesday. Praise the Lord. That is right. And then we have from Wayne, Nebraska, Todd and Cherith Farmer. They got out a map and laid hands on each state, praying the eyes of all to be opened to the truth of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Holy Spirit was sweet. I could sense the depths of God's heart for the people of the earth. His heart is for the people. And of course, that's what happens in any awakening. And when the manifestation of the presence of God becomes so strong, people are born again. This is from Jacqueline Townsend, and she watches us from Jamaica. This is such a timely move of God. I've been watching and participating in the archived meeting, and indeed I am stirred up. And in Jamaica, we say, I'm bawling out, B-A-W-L-I-N-G, bawling out for the awakening for our nation and others. I really look forward to today's meeting online. And then from Peltzford, South Carolina, what a privilege to know that you are praying with people around the world at the same time, all in agreement. Praise the Lord. I've been watching the live streaming from Prayer Mountain on Wednesdays. This is from Heather Buchanan. And I just watched the Glorious Church Conference. I'm standing for Canada. She's running from Ontario. We attend a church in London called Word of His Power. Our pastors are Jay and Sarah Jayaraman. I know Jay and Sarah. Can't pronounce their name quite right, but wonderful church there. We're so glad they're joining. Now I want to kind of focus on this letter. It's from a Mr. Dale Godby. He emails us about the noon prayer meetings that started in 1857 when Jeremiah Lanpier started a prayer meeting and a church, Fulton Street Church, an old Dutch Reform church at that time in 1857. It had stood there 100 years. And the people, the families had moved out from that area and it became what is today Wall Street. In fact, that church was exactly on the land that the Twin Towers stood. And he posted a note announcing a noontime prayer. The first week there were 6, the next week there were 20, the next week there were 40, and the next week, after 1 month, there were 150 prayer meetings all across New York City, 6,000 in attendance, and there were people, it spread quickly like fire up and down the eastern seaboard, north, down to the south, and to the west. Now, he wrote me, he said, the secular cause of the Fulton Street prayer meeting was the financial crisis created by over-speculators in railroads, both by American and British investors, which caused the failure of a Cincinnati, Ohio insurance company. That caused a run on some banks who did not have enough spec, hard gold and silver, to pay out. Sound familiar? I learned this in doing research for a TV miniseries on Dwight L. Moody. I wrote over a 23-year period and hope to produce. Maybe your vision for Prayer Mountain activity at 1 o'clock is our Fulton Street prayer meeting, leading us to the fifth great awakening. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, I had discovered that. When I got his email, I had already been reading in the book, The New York City Noon Prayer Meetings. And you know, we've made this book available to you. You can call us and get it. And the noon prayer meetings happened in 1857, and the pastor of the church was Talbert Chambers. And Reverend Chambers wrote an account of that first year and its rapid growth. Now, concerning that progress, he says, the general interruption of business in consequence of the financial disasters of the season gave to many an opportunity of regularly attending the meetings, of which a more prosperous season would perhaps have deprived them. These were businessmen, many of them that started coming to the prayer meeting, coming from what is today Wall Street. It can scarcely be doubted that the main cause of the general popularity of the meeting was the gracious purpose of the Lord making use in his adorable sovereignty of this means to alleviate the gloom of temporal calamities and lead the minds of the children of men to higher ends than, quote, the meat that perishes. I read this in this book. What? The whole book is usually it's more focused on the spiritual things that happened. But I read these lines, financial disasters of the season, the gloom of temporal calamities. So I went to my computer, typed in 1857, and typed in the word financial disaster, and lo and behold, there it was, just as plain as the nose on your face. There was a financial disaster that happened in America in 1857. One of the articles that came up was, well, I have to find the paper right here, Panic of 1857. The Panic of 1857 was a sudden downturn in the economy of the United States of America. The panic began with a loss of confidence in an Ohio bank, spread to the railroads. They failed. More than 5,000 American businesses failed. Unemployment was high. Eventually, the panic and depression spread to Europe, South America, and the Far East. No recovery was evident in the northern parts of the United States for a year and a half, and the full impact did not dissipate until the American Civil War. The immediate event that touched off the panic was the failure on August 24th of the New York City branch of the Ohio Life Insurance Company, a major financial force that collapsed following widespread embezzlement. In the wake of this event, a series of other setbacks shook the public's confidence. That was from Panic of 1857. Here is Panic on Wall Street. This is a book. It said, the free banking system had to have its trials before proving itself worthy. One of the severest tests came in 1857. In the early months of 1857, the nation had had every appearance of extraordinary prosperity. Remember what we've had here in the 90s? How the stock market just went higher and higher and higher? Now back to the article, Panic on Wall Street. Then came an unexpected slacking of pace. Credit had been stretched too far. Supposedly strong banks failed. Immediate demands were made for the financial resources, a run on the banks. Several of the failures had been due to embezzlement and stock gambling. The populace lost faith in all banks and raided them for their deposits. Amazing things that happened at that time. There had been, it spread to Europe, it spread to the East, Far East. And they named it the Blizzard of 1857. Perhaps they took their name of a weather calamity that happened in January. In January, this was before record keeping was kept, but it is believed that the storm, the blizzard that hit the eastern seaboard of the United States of America between January 16 and 19, 1857, was one of the most severe snowstorms ever to hit the east. Actually, the houses would be caved in with the heavy snow, and the snow would fall right inside it. That was the blizzard of 1857. Then when the financial crisis came, they called it the blizzard, the financial blizzard of 1857. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow about what to do in a financial crisis. But the thing that just so blessed me was, we qualify. In the Great Awakening, the United States of America printed continental dollars that were worthless had it not been for a God using a Jewish man to open a brokerage firm and finance the War of Revolution. We wouldn't have a United States of America. And then when it was about to falter into bankruptcy in its early years, and even he was on his deathbed, Washington sent to him, and he came back and opened his little brokerage firm again. People trusted him and raised the money for the United States of America. The Great Awakening, financial disaster. 1857, financial disaster. 2009, financial disaster, and God has again quickened us to pray for an awakening. Hallelujah! We're right on time. We got a word from the Lord that told us that. You can telephone us and we'll send you that word for the Lord at 1-800-972-3447. You can also find details about our being in Collinsville, Oklahoma for an Awakening America rally May 8th, 9th, and 10th at a glorious church fellowship. We're having an eschatology school here. I'll be teaching April 14 through 17 all day long with lunch on the grounds right here. A good dinner on the grounds at Prayer Mountain. Come with us as we look at the book of Daniel and explore it in the light of Bible prophecy. Brother Joe Jordan's going to come and be with us in June again. He's going to be teaching on how to move in the gifts of the Holy Ghost as he learned from Papa and Mama Goodman. So many good things happening. Keep your eye on the Lord, the Word, the Holy Ghost. Shalom, shalom.